Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where every week we talk about the astrology and energies of right now. I hope you are enjoying a lovely final week in January. It is January 24th, and we're looking at the energies that are coming in until January 31st, which is the first eclipse of 2018. So we are going to take a look at what eclipse energies are and how they are already in motion now. Perhaps you're feeling it. Perhaps you're sensing it. It's happening for you. You see it in your life. Eclipse energies make sure that we're growing, evolving, changing, and moving forward. We don't ever get stagnant with these energies. So we're really moving with some big forces right now. The other night, I couldn't sleep. I had this energy, which it feels like your brain is caffeinated, if you will. It felt like my third eye was spinning, and I just couldn't get to sleep. It was like I felt so much energy in the collective. I felt big energies where I couldn't get that deep sleep. I was always coming back to being awake. And I woke up in the morning and realized there had been an earthquake over in Alaska. It was a 7.9, and I know that's what I was feeling. That's what I was feeling in the collective energy, and that's one example of eclipse energy. The earthquakes, what literally is shaking, the energies that are shaking us and moving us and hopefully getting us to look at what is important right now in your life, and how we have to let some things go, how we have to shake it off and shake it loose and be complete. So if you have been listening to the show, you know that I'm going to be doing a special episode on eclipses, and I thought that was going to be last Friday, and it wasn't, because it's been a very big time in my life, and I'm hoping that I can do that show for you this Friday. But it is coming. It is not forgotten, and it will be released soon, and it's going to be a deeper dive into the eclipses of 2018. So let's just get started with what is going on right now in the heavens, in the cosmos, and how you might be feeling it in your world. We now have the sun in Aquarius. The sun in Aquarius gets us out into the world. It gets us to connect, to find our tribe, to find our people. It asks us to look at a bigger vision, a bigger ideal. What do you want to be a part of in the collective? Where do you want to contribute your energy and your unique spark? Every astrological sign has two sides of the coin, if you will. So for Aquarius, one side of the coin is the collective and the contributing, the fact that none of us are only our egos. We are bigger than that. We are connected to more people. We are here for a common purpose, common energies. We're here to be a part of something bigger than just our own I am identity. The other side of the Aquarian coin is to embrace your individuality. Aquarians are about being different. It can be the black sheep, the weirdo, the one who stands out in the crowd. But that's because Aquarian energy is often ahead of its time, a visionary, genius, and a rebel. So it's both the energy of being connected to the collective and being your own distinct individual, and your own sense of self is about how you don't want to get lost in the crowd. So Aquarian energy asks us to look at, well, who do you connect with and who matters to you and what causes are right for you? Where do you want to contribute and give back? Aquarians are about humanitarian efforts, charity, nonprofits, and revolutionaries. A wonderful example of Aquarian energy was just last Saturday with the women's marches in the United States, where thousands, millions of women took to the streets in cities all across the country to protest the government, to protest what was not okay, to stand up for what is important, to demonstrate the collective voice. It was a unity. of individuals, a unity that came together to make their cause known. That is beautiful example of Aquarian energy. It's also fitting because Venus is in Aquarius right now, and Venus is women, feminine energy of the collective. And so with the Sun and Venus now in Aquarius, we really get that sense of what is guiding me forward. When you think about a women's march and the forward movement of it, then you take it to yourself and say, well, what am I marching towards in my life? What is has meaning to me? What is my values? What is something that I am going to stand strong for in this world? And that's what the Aquarian energy does. So this is also an energy of dialogue, community, conversations, sharing, ideas, and talking. Aquarius is an air sign. So it follows the Capricorn energy that said, okay, we have to be working here. Focus on your goals. Focus on what you want to achieve. And then along comes Aquarius that says, okay, now that you're clear on that, you have to get out of the office. You have to step away from the desk and get out to be with your people and take your ideas out into the world, onto social media, use technology. That's all the realms of Aquarius, too, is technology, technological advances, the ways that we communicate with each other in new, innovative fashions. So there's a real sparkiness here with Aquarian, and it breaks up all this energy we've had with with Capricorn. The Aquarian energy comes through and does shake us up a bit and make sure that we're really tapping into what is best for all, what is best for more people, and how it can help humanity move forward. So that's going to be a big energy with the planets in Aquarius saying, we have to think about what works for everyone. I mean, you look at big corporations, big business, Wall Street. Well, there's corruption. There's things that don't work, right? There's a lot going on below the surface. And a lot of these revolutionaries, a lot of these demonstrations in public are basically saying, don't forget about the people. Because you can work in these ivory towers, if you will. You can be a CEO on the top floor, and you can be very disconnected from the masses, from the people. And so Aquarius is the energy that says we are the people, and we are the ones that really want to have our say too. So it prevents stagnation, and it keeps the conversation, the dialogue moving forward. And it's meant to help you, on a personal level, look at the people in your life who support you, who you connect to, the tribes, the groups, the networks, the community. It can be a small group, it can be a big group, but it's who do you have common shared interests with, and yet how are you maintaining your own individuality within the group? So that's the dichotomy of Aquarius. It's that I want to fit in, I want to belong, and I want to be my own person. Aquarian energy is super smart, very intellectual. It has strong ideals, strong visions, very creative energy. So new things can really be electrified with Aquarius. The other thing that's happening, and it's actually happening today, is Mercury is conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. So this energy shows up in our minds. It shows up in our ability to work with both the Capricorn energy and the Scorpio energy. So there is passion, focus, a lot happening in our heads, a lot happening under the surface. Communication can be intense. Words can have more meaning. You can have that sense of this is really important right now. There's an intensity. So keep that in mind to choose your words carefully. This is happening at 19 degrees of Capricorn. It will only be in effect on Wednesday and Thursday, and then it's going to loosen up. But just keep an eye on your mind Because with Pluto and Capricorn in your head, you can be your own worst enemies. You can be a critic. You can be very hard on yourself. You could feel things more intensely. You could feel like, I have a big problem and I really have to solve it. It's a great time for strategy, for planning, intense focus, and looking at what you need to do and what you need to accomplish. That is a great way to work with these energies right now. And it could also be that you have to sit with yourself and have a conversation with yourself about some things. How do you really feel? What does it really mean? What's really important or under the surface that you haven't seen before? The Pluto energy brings it up, and it's not always pretty. And it can be the shadow energies and the darker parts of ourselves that we look at first, and we're supposed to keep moving with it, to not let it stay there, and to allow it to crystallize into something cleaner and clearer. So just know that that conjunction of Mercury and Pluto and Capricorn can be intense. And again, just give it a few days if you're feeling it. It'll clear out. It won't always be so intense. But if you can use it to focus, to make some big progress on a project, to have a meaningful conversation with people, to get to the heart of an issue, that's the best and highest way to work with this conjunction. So we're building up to the January 31st eclipse, and it's a biggie because it is it's going to be a lot of words here, blue moon, super moon, lunar eclipse at 11 degrees of Leo. Let me explain those concepts. A blue moon happens when there are two full moons in a calendar month. Now, if you recall, we started January with a full moon back on January 1st and 2nd. And so we're ending January with another full moon. And that's what makes it a blue moon, because it's two full moons in 1 month. And then it's also a supermoon. That means the moon is closer to the Earth. The moon is closer. That means the tides are going to be bigger, more extreme. High tide will be higher. Low tide will be lower. The water on the planet feels that intensity of a supermoon. And considering that our bodies are 90% water, well, guess what? We feel it too. Every time there's a supermoon, we need to drink more water and be aware of our fluids. And you might be drawn to the water. You might just need to take a long bath or, you know, an extra shower. Or you get that sense of how important water is. And so the supermoon really activates our emotional cells, our feelings even deeper. Now you add to it the fact that this is a lunar eclipse. Well, that right there is a powerhouse of activations because eclipses are dynamic. It's commonly said you break down to break through. We don't ever want to break down, but it's looking at how energy changes and how there may be cracks in the foundation or there's something that in you that has to burst open and burst through. Now, this eclipse is in Leo, and Leo is about our sense of self, our courage, our confidence, and our heart, what has meaning to us at a really core level. I think of the Leo energy as being connected with our solar plexus and the fact that we are meant to feel powerful in ourselves, to feel in power of ourselves, to feel in control from a very solid, well-intentioned place. I mean, that is the best use of energy is when it's well-intentioned, when you feel powerful and you want to benefit others with that sense of power or that light. It's the shining of the light. This eclipse is a biggie because of how it activates within us more of our own sense of self and our own sense of what is in our heart. Now, this lunar eclipse is actually the opposite of one of the eclipses that was in August. And August was a biggie month. It's the opposite of the eclipse that was on, I believe it was August 8th? I'm sorry, I'm forgetting. We had two eclipses in August. We had one August 21st, so it would have been 2 weeks before that, which is why I'm guessing it was like August 7th. And that was at 16 degrees of Aquarius. Well, this eclipse at 11 degrees of Leo is going to be on the other side of your chart, activating the other side of this energy, the other side of the coin. So this eclipse is going to be really showing you more information that you didn't see before, that you didn't know. And wherever 11 degrees of Leo is in your chart is where you're going to feel it and where it's going to be the most intense. It's an activation energy. It's a sense of looking at what matters to you and how to feel confident in yourself in a whole new way. The healthy Leo energy is about the confidence, the courage, the bold, the this is me, and you just have a steadiness and a sense of strong self. So wherever this eclipse is in your chart, whatever house it's activating is where that energy is coming in. But keep in mind, because of all this energy that's going on, it's a big emotional eclipse. That means we can have an important celebrity could pass, for example, because Leo is the energy of celebrity, performers, people in the public eye. So it could be that somebody, we never want to predict that or say that, but someone significant could leave the planet, and that triggers our hearts, right? We're so sad to see them go. This energy has a lot of feminine energy connected with it. So it really is about working with your feminine energy, your feminine self, and what does she need to take care of you, to love you. And it's also looking forward, because this eclipse is conjunct the North Nodes, and it's looking forward to where you're going next, what calls to you, because it's in your creative spirit. It's in your sense of self. It's what you're here to do and how you're here to follow what calls to you. I have a toddler son, and he loves movies, anything with songs. And last night we were watching the movie Moana, which is a really good movie. Great songs, great storytelling, beautiful visuals. And it's about a woman, Moana, who follows the call of her heart to restore the heart of this island. And I think it has beautiful messages around the Leo energy and around it's okay when you have to do something on your own, when you have to do something because it's you, when you do something because you know it's you. And it's that sense that, okay, I'm meant to do this. You know, I'm meant to follow this and be different. There's an energy here of understanding that you can feel, even when you're different, the Aquarius energy reminds you that you're still connected to everyone. You know, you can't be disconnected from the collective. And yet this eclipse is actually saying there's people you got to let go of. There's some people that you don't have to stick around and hang out with them just because you've known them for a certain amount of time. There is a breakup energy with this eclipse, and that's meant to keep you moving forward, again, to trusting what calls to your heart, what calls to what you need next. And I feel like one of the best things to do here is to feel strong about that, you know, to feel and know that you're meant to follow what's right for you, and you'll meet new people along the way. So that this eclipse here has that sense of parting ways so that new people can come in and meet you in a new space that you're at, and to meet you in a way that connects to more of your heart. So don't be afraid if you have to go it alone right now. That is just something that happens at times and in life. This lunar eclipse is a full moon, so it brings something to your awareness that you didn't see before. So since August, we've all been moving through something we didn't realize or know before, and now we do. And how can you integrate it? And how can you also extend more love? Because Leo is about receiving love, and it's receiving love in yourself. And receiving, being able to receive that comfort, that sense that I know this is right for me and I'm going to stand strong in that and it's going to be enough. There's so much here between the Leo and Aquarius dynamic that there can be this real push and pull, as there is with every full moon. By definition, a full moon is when the moon is opposite the sun. And over on the sun in Aquarius at this eclipse, there's the sun, the south node, there's Juno and Venus. There's a lot of feminine energy all over this chart, all over this eclipse, which tells us that stuff with women is big right now and stuff with women is coming up. And we already feel it. We already sense it. And so appreciate those who understand you. And don't be too attached to people. This is a calling back to you. It's interesting because Aquarius is technology, social media, community, and groups. It's your social media accounts and all the people you're connected to and your Facebook groups and who you're connected to. And, you know, we put so much emphasis on that because it's almost like that could be the evaluation, quote unquote, of how popular you are, how liked you are, how connected you are. But you have to understand that all that's an illusion. Who cares? Who cares about those numbers and that? I mean, you can't, we're overly focused, I think, on what social media has come to be. And it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all changing anyways. Do you even remember posts from last week? No, none of us do. We don't remember anything from 28 minutes ago. I mean, you can't stay too focused on the external. And so this is a calling back to what is internal within you and what really matters and the true friends and the true relationships you have with people that aren't about anything superficial. Now, social media, I'm not saying social media is bad. I'm not saying it's, I'm not even judging social media, but what I'm saying is, where's your energy going? Because we all need real relationships with real people. And that is important, the real friendships. You know, the person you can meet, the person that you talk to on the phone, the people who really matter to your heart. And I think that we have to look at how we maybe have put too much focus on numbers or data or things that are always changing anyways. And what it comes back to is remembering what is solid for you and what always matters for you and the people who are connected to your heart who see you. The people who see you. And they don't need you to post something a certain way on social media. And it's also looking at your own sense of self and the fact that are you overly concerned with an online or an online image or something that isn't truly all of you? Are you pretending? Don't live your life pretending. Don't be stuck in that whole feeling the shoulds, or I should be happy when I don't feel happy, or I should act a certain way as if that makes you spiritual, or I should be this way because that means that. I mean, no, this is about the realness of life. And this eclipse could shake you up if you've stepped too far away from the realness of life and all the dynamics of life, right? Like all the colors, all the different shades that exist. Leo is about color. You know, Leo is about the rainbow and being bold and being bright. I feel like there's so much here around really loving who you are as an individual and not being lost in the crowd. and not being lost in identities that aren't really you. Because that is one of the lower energies of Aquarius. It's that whole needing to fit in with the crowd, needing to find a tribe so you feel connected, but that doesn't mean it's authentic or real. Needing to be a part of something because you don't feel secure enough in yourself to stand out and be an individual. So these are all things that are coming up, and I feel like, I feel so strongly that you got part one of this throughout parts of 2017, and now we have a checking in point the end of this month with how do you feel about being yourself and what that means to you. So it's an interesting, it's a really interesting eclipse. It has really strong energies. We are seeing that Mars, our buddy Mars, is finishing up his time in Scorpio right now. He's been in Scorpio since December, middle of December, and he's going to be moving into Sagittarius. And when Mars moves into Sagittarius, that's going to happen this weekend, he gets going, because Mars likes being in a fire sign, and so he takes off, and he takes off running, because Sagittarius is a marathon runner, and he takes off for the long haul, and he wants to travel, and he wants to get out in the world, and he wants a trip, and he wants to seek and explore and have an adventure. Mars in Sagittarius also really wants freedom. It's a very freedom-seeking sign and very independent. And you can be scattered with the Mars in Sagittarius. You can get split going in two different directions. You can get going off in one. It's like you can chase something and forget what you're chasing and get distracted and go after something else. It can be very scattered unless it's on a clear mission. Because Sagittarius in energy is meant to expand us, and Mars is our masculine self, our masculine energies. So your masculine energy is seeking greater understanding about its role right now and how it goes after what it wants, how it understands what it needs, and it needs a new goal, a new ambition, something that gets it excited and motivated, and I'm ready for this. So there's some new inspiration that comes in when Mars goes into Sagittarius this weekend. So keep in mind that that's going to rev up a part of your chart. Wherever you have Sagittarius energy, Mars comes through and he puts the gas pedal to the floor and wants to go fast and wants to go far. So you're going to feel that. The Mars in Scorpio energy we've had has been really good for our passion projects, for desire, seeing what you desire, the focus, the energy of this is what I want, I want, I want, I want. And now Mars going into Sagittarius, it just takes off and gets it. It also can activate angry opinions because Mars is about anger. Mars is about desire, sexuality, going for what you want. And again, back to the masculine energies and the sense of drive that we carry. So this energy feels strong. It feels, because Mars likes being in a fire sign because he has room to roam, to be creative. So again, this is going to light up your Sagittarius area of your chart and get something stirred up and moving. We still have... Let's see, I already talked about Mercury in Capricorn because he's conjunct Pluto right now. And we have all planets go still. That's a big deal. All planets are still going forward until March. March 8th is when Jupiter in Scorpio will go retrograde at 23 degrees of Scorpio. But we still have a good, 6 weeks of all planets moving ahead. Keep going with your projects, your intentions, your dreams, your ideals. There's so much here that says keep it moving. Trust the pace that's right for you. Trust what you need. Trust what you want. When all planets are moving forward, we get that sense of anything is possible, and we need to embrace it. You know, it's rare to have all planets moving forward, because usually there's one that's retrograde, and that's not the case. So we're really starting off 2018 with this energy of support, this energy of I can do this, you know, like thinking of the new possibilities or feeling like there's more wind at your back. Whatever was stagnant before, you might have these breakthroughs and these bursts that it's coming together. You have new understandings, new solutions. Of course, these are all the general energies, and they are different for each person. They work with us each differently. And I have to say that because I know that some people will listen to this and be like, well, I'm actually having a really hard time. And that is valid, because I have actually had 3 or 4 clients in the past week who are having a really hard time this year in terms of what 2018 is showing them. They're having either serious transits with the Saturn in Capricorn or Pluto in Capricorn. Those are the two planets that are bringing a lot of slowdown. Let's call it slowdown, quieter moments, and kind of a different energy of you can't rush everything. You can't rush life. Like, there's things we have to sit in and be in and experience. And they bring us something more on the other side. But when you're in it, you're in it. So that's why I wanted to call out that, you know, when I'm talking about this energy, it's, of course, in the general collective sense. But for you, you could feel it in a different way if you're having some harder transits. So I'm just doing a final review here. I feel like a lot of this eclipse energy is already in motion, because it started with the new moon of last week that got the energies moving and going. Something is building. Something is coming up. You're probably feeling it. And you'll want to look at where 11 degrees of Leo is in your chart to see where the eclipse energy is going to be working with you the most. And the second eclipse, the new moon solar eclipse, is on February 15th. It's at 27 degrees of Aquarius, and that's when something new gets started. So this eclipse, the lunar eclipse, brings new awareness. It stirs up emotions. It's more of a feminine energy. And then the solar eclipse, which is a new moon, is the next starting point. You take what you learned in that previous cycle. You integrate what you need, you let go of something, you remove it, and then the new moon solar eclipse, middle of February, is that new beginning point, that new start that can be very powerful and strong. And it's the new start that helps you keep moving forward. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm just reviewing here to see if there's anything else I want to say, and I feel like this feels good. This feels complete for right now. When we meet next Wednesday, it will be the day of the eclipse, and we'll see what is coming up then, what is going on, what we're feeling, what has transpired. And in the meantime, please feel free to enjoy any of the over 300 free episodes of this podcast that I have been doing since 2012. If you go back into the archives, you'll find a variety of topics on all kinds of spiritual areas, interests, consciousness, energy, interviews, all kinds of good stuff. So please check that out if that's of interest. And also, I have my next book coming out next week. It's my 12th book, The Truth Always Rises. It's available for pre-order right now on Amazon Kindle. And I'm so excited about this book, because it's really meant to help you remember the truth, remember the deeper wisdom that's within you and how that guides you through some darker passages in life. I look at various topics, including creative fears. If you have felt feared or blocked about putting yourself out there, I share with you what I learned and some of my experiences in that of writing my first book. We talk about rejection, judgment, healing, all of that. We talk about unconditional love. We talk about how choice points are vital to staying in your truth and reclaiming your power. So this book has a lot in it, and I really hope that it resonates with you and supports you with what you need right now. So that comes out next week. I will see you back here, as always, every Wednesday, and I appreciate your time and presence. Thank you so much, and I wish you a beautiful week ahead as we get ready for the first eclipse of 2018. Thank you so much, and take good care. Bye-bye.